USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Democrats are absolute hypocrites.
President Trump lashes out at the left in a new video that he posts in which he discusses immigration issues and Democrats opposing his call for a border wall.
The fact is they've always supported fences and walls and partitions, but you know what? They only don't want to do it because of me. They have to put the people ahead of politics.
Former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen now speaking out for the first time since being sentenced to federal prison for illegal hush money payments and bank and tax fraud. He does an interview with ABC's Good Morning America this morning and says then-candidate Trump was aware that the payments made to silence women ahead of the election could land them both in trouble. And this is USA Radio News.
It's Kohl's Super Saturday. Take an extra 15% off when you spend under $100. Or take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Give joy with cozy sweaters, cuddle-dud sheets, or a diamond ring. And get joy with Kohl's Cash. Plus, snap a free picture in-store with Santa, Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 15 and 20% offers valid December 9th through 24th with promo code SNOWMAN. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
A Georgia police officer shot in the line of duty last night has passed away. It happened last night during a traffic stop when a suspect who was pulled over opened fire on the officer. Other officers responded to the incident and fatally shot the suspect. The Education Department says it will cancel $150 million in student loan debt. The department saying it's going to forgive loans for about 15,000 borrowers whose schools closed, preventing them from finishing their programs. Republican U.S. Senator Jeff Flake makes a floor speech yesterday saying goodbye to the U.S. Senate. He says he's grateful and optimistic, but says,
"But my optimism is due more to the country that my parents gave to me than is due to the present condition of our civic life."
Today is free shipping day. More than 1,000 retailers taking part by offering free shipping on items as well as various discounts. And this is USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
The FCC taking a look at a long-standing media ownership rule. USA Radio's Chris Barnes now with the story from Washington, D.C.
Imagine CBS merging with NBC, or NBC merging with ABC, or Fox. Well, none of them can do such things right now, because the FCC prohibits such mergers under what's called the dual network rule. But this week, the agency voted to move ahead with a review of media ownership rules, including the one that prevents dual ownership of two or more broadcast giants. The FCC asking if the rule, quote, remains necessary to promote competition, localism, or viewpoint diversity. FCC Chairman Ajit Pai saying the commission is teeing up a number of questions and keeping an open mind on whether such rules still make sense. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
It's been a stormy week for Stormy Daniels as a judge rules she owes President Trump almost $300,000 in legal fees. USA Radio's Wendy King with the story.
A stumbling block for adult film star Stormy Daniels as a federal judge has ordered her to pay more than $293,000 to the lawyers representing President Trump in her defamation lawsuit. The president's attorney had asked for $780,000. Her attorney, Michael Avenatti, says they will appeal. I'm Wendy King for USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News,